Bloomberg Audio Studios.
Podcasts, radio, news.
Single best idea deep into earnings season. It was amazing. And just to give you a little vignette into this, we start at 7:00. There's a lot of preparation. I'm in at 6:52. Paul's in at 6:55. But our team's in a lot earlier. And we know what's happening in earnings. But when Eli Lilly comes out, there's literally on the Bloomberg 40 headlines. I'm not exaggerating. So it's sorting out which headlines matter across each company. The banks are pretty much cookie cutter. But the other companies are very much each idiosyncratic, each unique and different. And I really can't say enough about the team effort to say, okay, what matters? What's important? You had the history today of 3M cutting their dividend. You had Eli Lilly and the whole, Ozempic kind of thing going on. But they're each different, including the McDonald's with a little bit of a shortfall. We'll continue to do that. We're going to have Anurag Ranhan in a moment on Amazon, which is very important, obviously, to the Magnificent Seven. But first, the distraction of Japan. One of the great things about people that become executive-like is they started somewhere with excellence. Rebecca Patterson, known from Bridgewater, known from Bessemer Trust. Well, how did she get there? She's a Gator out of University of Florida, absolutely prodigious. But how did she get there? She got there doing foreign exchange for a small bank in New York called J.P. Morgan. No one better to talk to on yen intervention. Here's Rebecca Patterson.
The weak yen is a reflection of the broadly strong dollar. The dollar is up against almost every currency around the world year to date. So you do need to think about, what does the strong dollar mean? The strong dollar tends to be a pretty big headwind for emerging market equities. So that's an area that already, has idiosyncratic risk around China, but now you have this broad macro risk as well. The strong dollar is the Fed's best friend. If the Fed is trying to get inflation back down to 2%, a strong dollar slows down U.S. growth by making our exports more expensive, less competitive overseas. That tends to weigh on manufacturing, slowing growth, disinflationary. That helps the Fed. So again, back to intervention, the Fed doesn't want to help Japan here. The Fed wants a strong dollar. So it's good for getting inflation down. It's bad for our exporters, and it's bad for anyone looking at emerging markets right now for diversification.
Rebecca Patterson there on yen. We're following this closely, again, across the Pacific Rim. Tanya Chen leading our coverage out of Hong Kong there into our evening and their morning, and much to come on this. Today alone, yen backed up, weaker yen and particularly weaker euro-yen, not through the intervention weakness, the shock there that we saw. But I'm telling you, this is going the wrong way for Japan right now. And really pay attention to that, particularly in the East Coast, into our evenings as well.
Nobody ever says make it complicated. That is why Nationwide makes simplicity a priority by providing financial professionals with straightforward, client-ready resources. From clear strategies to help clients meet retirement savings and income needs, to ways to cover rising healthcare costs and more. Nationwide simplifies planning so more time can be spent helping clients. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Investment Services Corporation, member FINRA, Columbus, Ohio.
Hi, I'm Ron Kraszewski, Chairman and CEO of Stifel. Financial advisors, if you're not growing your practice, you're losing market share. Stifel is a growing entrepreneurial, advisor-centric firm built for successful advisors like you. Imagine having the resources of the largest wirehouses and the support of the boutique shops, but none of the bureaucracy to get in the way of you serving your clients. At Stifel, it's your business, your book, your clients. I always tell the advisors we're recruiting, I want you to come to Stifel and double or triple your business. Most of them laugh and shake their heads, but I'm serious. Don't take it from me. Take it from Stifel's number one finish in J.D. Power's 2023 U.S. Financial Advisor Satisfaction Study. So, there's a reason why 148 financial advisors joined Stifel last year. Come join us and find out why Stifel is the firm where success meets success. Visit www.choosestifel.com.
Stifel Nicolaus and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Amazon, will be out. Maybe by the time you hear this, you'll know the Amazon earnings. I know Tim and Carol have that on Bloomberg Radio and on Android, on Apple, on YouTube in the afternoon, and they'll have a deep coverage of it. But Anurag Ron at Bloomberg Intelligence is just excellent, honest. And what's great about him, he goes further with a juggernaut. He looks not only at the cloud and the ad business, but actually also looking at the cardboard box business. Here's Anurag Ron on Amazon.
Both Google and Microsoft reported really strong cloud numbers. But from Amazon's point of view, there are a couple of things. A, it is much bigger than the other two companies in terms of size. So the relative growth rates, you know, are a matter. Second thing, they don't have a relationship like Microsoft has with OpenAI, which means they are not a direct beneficiary of people using more consumer apps on their phones. So for them, it's the enterprise use of AI, which actually takes a little bit longer than the consumer side of things.
Anurag Ron there on Amazon. Of course, he and Mandeep Singh have been such great help to us. Single best idea, and it's just two of the voices today. I really want to underscore, we didn't place him here into our two ideas, but Daniel Paris, P-E-R-I-S, Daniel Paris, the book is The Ownership Dividend. I divide books into different ways. One are easy reads. One are, you know, accessible light reads. And then there's books that are, I mean, from Routledge, the Daniel Paris book is something like 160 pages. It reads like it's 400 pages because it's really academic, really dense, lots of footnotes, and lots of fancy scattered out charts. This is a pro book on dividends and total return. The Ownership Dividend, the Coming Paradigm Shift in the U.S. Stock Market, and Daniel Paris on today, really emphasizing the dividend change at Microsoft and at Google. Maybe we'll see that from Amazon with a new dividend. They're dividend free. Or maybe some dividend announcements, some buyback announcements from Apple as well. Single best idea. We're out on Apple CarPlay, on Android Play as well. Good morning to all of you. It's free out there. This is just a new technology to get into your car, particularly newer cars. It's really amenable, wire-free and all that. On Apple CarPlay. And also on YouTube, I want to make a note, program note, we now have available the entire show, 2 hours, 56 minutes. You'll see this 3-ish p.m. of the day of the show. We have a huge request for this. We're thrilled to bring you now the entire show replayed. And then there's a 6-minute podcast out on Apple Podcasts under Business News. Thank you for subscribing to Single Best Idea.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Johann Schmiegel, you've got the world's highest IQ.
Yes, 247.
Wow, did you know that thanks to Salesforce with Einstein AI, everyone's smarter? Now everyone's an Einstein, just like you.
But I'm the smartest.
Not anymore. With connected data and trusted AI, everyone can give customers experiences they've only dreamed of. Oh, look, here's a few Einsteins now.
Hey, hi.
Hola, amigo.
Everyone's an Einstein?
It's okay, Johann, let it happen. The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.